The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Quarter past six. Loving that Aussie rock. Kryptonite three doors down on the borders. Star FM with Tom and Ollie. We love Aussie music.
It's not Australian music, Tom. Let's just be very clear about that. They're American.
Yeah, good one.
I just wanted to dive into a new story that I thought was interesting and, you know, could apply to not just you and I, Tom, but to anyone, really, in looking for a career change.
Great.
24-year-old.
Well, you know me. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Well, on a Monday, particularly, you often say, get you out of here.
I mean, but it's too tough. You sit here, you turn the, put the button on.
44-year-old California native Dallas Steeles. Dallas Steele has quit his career as a TV reporter and anchor to become a
stripper,
hardcore porn star.
Hardcore porn. I've always thought about doing it.
Now, his name's Jim Walker. Sorry, Dallas Steele's his pornography name.
Yep.
So Jim Walker was a successful, Californian, reporter, and he's just gone not satisfied.
Got some photos?
You're going to love him.
Turn the laptop
You're
going
to love him. Please. Here you go. There's that.
Oh, God.
And if I just scroll down.
Yeah, sweet as. Oh, God. Just give it to me.
Okay, there it is.
I'll have the computer.
He's gone. He's now got...
Jesus.
Sorry, did I mention gay porn, by the way?
Oh.
So you may have ever seen him before.
I think I have.
Probably.
I mean, I don't.
But how's that at 44? That huge career change is quite massive. Tom?
Huh?
Come on. Stay in the game. It's not just about looking at him. I'm saying what a massive thing to do at 44.
Huge.
Give me the computer.
It's bad.
He's now got apparently 8 hardcore titles to his name. So, but you know what I mean? Like,
oh, mate, I've always wanted to do porn.
Do you think, but what would drive that choice? Would it be, I just like to have sex and I want to do it for a job? Or is it, I love film? Or is it, I love...
See, the thing is...
What's the driver?
Well, I have a Bachelor of Film and Television, Ollie. So, I mean, it's in my blood.
Is that but you're saying you want to act in them?
Yeah.
Or make them.
What?
Well, which one do you want to do?
I would be in them, obviously. Have you seen the rig? Have you seen the before and after photos that I took recently? This guy could be.
Yeah. You're not quite Dallas Steele.
Well, what would you do?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't do it, but I'm wondering, like, would you go into it because you love the sex or because you love porn?
I don't know. I think it's just you'd think it would be an easy career, wouldn't you?
Yeah. If you are into long sessions of going at it, then yeah.
This is getting awkward now, though, because I was about to go into, like, sessions and stuff, and I thought it's probably not appropriate right now, is it?
Mate, this is a safe space. Open up.
Okay, well, it starts off. Tom, Ollie. 13, 12, 16. MC advice. Have you got some MC tips for me?
You can't touch this.
This is MC Hammer. Great reference.
You should do that gag when you do your speech.
Hey guys, welcome to the MC.
You can't touch this.
maybe you've seen an MC at a wedding, a master of ceremonies, and they've done a pretty bad joke and it's a what not to do. Or maybe they had a stellar gag, some good gear that we can that I can fall back on.
Well, Tom, you're in luck because Lexi from Wodonga has a great gag. Lexi, good morning. Can you tell us this great gag?
Good morning, boys. Yeah, sure. I was MC for my girlfriend's wedding.
Awesome.
And while all the guests were arriving, I went around to everybody and introduced myself and said, you'll see me talking later.
That's good.
And I gave each, say, fella around about her age a key. And I said, when I say this key moment in my speech, just come up and put the key on the table where the bride's sitting. And I did that, and I got up to do my speech, and I asked for all the keys to be turned back after Jen and Mike are getting married. Could all the ex-boyfriends please bring their keys up to the table? Oh, my God. Out of 15 guys that came up, and the very last one was an old guy on a rickety walking stick.
Oh, good.
House down.
That is great.
How did she handle it?
Oh, she was so embarrassed. Oh. She was so embarrassed. She just died under the table.
Lexi, I love it so much. I want to put that in my
You can
MC.
Use that, Tom.
I can definitely use that. 13, 12, 16. Good morning. Who's this?
Oh, g'day. It's Shane.
Hey, there Shane. You're live on the radio. We're doing MC tips. Is this what you're calling up about?
Yeah, boys, just always keep it highbrow and don't go lowbrow with your comments about it. And have a lot of fun with it.
Okay. Well, so just some actual tips. Thanks, Shane.
That's hard for you to go highbrow, Tom, isn't it? You normally like to do, you know, D gags.
D gags.
You know what D's short for.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's not short.
Tom, I, like you, you know, have been doing a bit of body focus recently, trying to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You've been trying to lose weight. I'm trying to actually gain a bit of muscle, right? And so what I did was, I did what all most, you know, most folks do when they're in this mindset. They go buy some protein.
Ah, of course. Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Just like Arnie. Now, the issue is, I bought this protein. It's called Muscle Maker. It's a massive white tub. The studio now smells of vanilla quite pungently.
Yeah, fake vanilla.
Fake vanilla. And there's something not quite right.
No.
Now, it's all about the measurements, right? I'm used to a scoop of protein being like those circular, flat scoops. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Now, this is not like that. This scoop, if I just pull it out, Tom, I'll show you the scoop.
Yeah. Oh,
it is.
It's like a bucket.
It's like the size of a child's shovel, or
oh my god,
or something.
Like you can play with that in the sandpit.
It says it's one cup. It's one cup size, right?
Oh my god.
Now the issue is the directions on the Muscle Maker. Can you film this, Tom? Because I want everyone to get a visual idea.
Do you want me to live this or just film it?
I need your help if you're a pro. Whatever. Go live. It's probably easier. Go live.
Okay.
I need your help if you know protein and if you know what's going on here, because it could be that the case is that I need to man up, and even though what I'm finding gross about this dosage, that's just how it works. That could be the case. Or maybe I'm missing something massive here, and Tom, we were discussing it before, and you can't see the issue either. So, are you filming?
Yeah, can jump onto Tom and Ollie on Facebook, and you can see the live video here. This scoop, oh my god, this scoop is insane, Ollie.
So, this scoop, I've filled it almost to the top, because it's hard to fill it to the top. And it says, the issue is, it says two scoops.
There's no...
Now, the first one...
You need to go to Facebook and see this happening. This is just insane.
You can imagine me the first time I came home after a workout. I've got my Muscle Maker. I've been boxing. I'm buggered.
No, you can't put two scoops of this in.
Right. So I get my second scoop. And these aren't even full scoops, because it's impossible to fill it at the top.
It does say heaping scoops on the container. Yeah, it says heaping scoops.
So I did this into my...
Okay, Ollie has a large water jug here now.
I haven't got my shaker here, unfortunately, so I'm using a jug instead. I put this into my shaker.
Hang on. No, let me explain. He's got a large water jug. He's just put two scoops of powder in, and it's literally filled half... It's like a jug of beer that you get at the pub. It's filled half that jug.
So I put that in my shaker. I then add the water.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'll put as much in as I could fit in my shaker, which is probably about... That's generous.
Oh,
so
this is
about
insane.
That much, right?
Kat Anderson on Facebook Live is asking if that's a washing powder scoop.
It basically is. You know, a normal scoop should be this kind of, you know, a circular kind of disc
thing.
Oh,
man.
So I'm mixing it in. It's essentially half water, half powder. And...
Oh, you can't.
You know
that.
When you're doing it and you're drinking it and you're getting those physical chunks that you're chewing?
Ugh.
Yeah, it is. So look at that. I mean, that's what I had to deal with. So I was like... That can't be right. So I kept adding water, but it doesn't matter. At this point, it doesn't matter how much water.
Okay.
You need to add 5 liters of water.
We need some protein experts. We need some people maybe from like a nutrition station or some kind of mass nutrition people.
Oh, I bought this at Mass Nutrition.
Gym junkies. What we need people who take protein regularly, know about these supplements. 13, 12, 16, do you know much about this protein?
Yeah.
Is what Ollie is doing wrong?
I can't keep drinking this. I can't keep doing this to my body. Because it makes it not worth it. I'd rather not have the workout. I'd rather be skinny for life.
Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Can you fix Ollie's protein troubles? What's going on here on Star FM?
13, 12, 16, looking for some help regarding protein.
Maybe you're listening to this at the gym. That would be a perfect time for you to give us a call, 13, 12, 16, or hit us up on Facebook. We've just chucked a live video up there of the amount of protein Ollie is having from his brand new Muscle Maker protein.
Essentially, the Muscle Maker packaging says to have two scoops. They're not normal scoops, though. They're mini shovels.
Oh, God. So, it's like a sand pit.
So the first shake I had was viscous. It was thick. It was like a syrup. And it was just gross, frankly.
Just mixing it up
there. I'm not going to drink that, Tom, because that is just horrible.
It's a waste of protein.
Can we talk about the numbers of protein? Because you had a good point there.
Yeah, so I've looked at the instructions. Please, 13, 12, 16, if you know something about supplements, so it's not just two white, skinny dudes trying to read a protein label. But I've read here, two scoops of this is 335 grams. Servings per container, Ollie. So in this container,
yeah.
Eight servings.
Eight servings of protein. I meant to finish that in eight goes.
Apparently. I mean, this is a huge... It says 6 pounds of serving here of protein.
That can't be right.
It can't be right.
This is the thing. This is what
and
people
then the
say
amount, that- two scoops, in two scoops of this powder, 51 grams of protein.
Can I throw a spanner in the works? My friend Miles reckons that protein literally... The protein supplements the program or the whole industry, Tom, it's a waste of time. It's void. It does nothing. That's what he thinks.
Ollie, if you consume two scoops of this protein powder...
yeah, which I did the first time last week.
You are consuming 1,361 calories.
Yeah.
Do you know how many calories that is? I burn 1,700 in a day.
I'm trying to gain mass, mate. That's normal for me.
1,300 calories is insane. That's like two Big Mac meals.
Yeah, well, plus the Big Mac meal I had. So, yeah, mate, I'm gaining muscle here. It's just gross. That's what I'm saying. It's gross.
See the video on Facebook.
Tuesday morning, which means fountain of ideas. And today's idea is Tom's crazy costume day.
Hey, do you know what time it is? That's right, it's time for Tom's Crazy Costume Day!
I'm waking up with a sore throat.
Hey.
Possibly getting a cold. And a treat for me today.
Absolute treat.
An absolute humiliating costume.
Tom, it's not humiliating, it's fun. I've got three costumes here for you to choose from. Well, not for you to choose from, for you, the listener. 13, 12, 16, what should Tom wear?
Good morning. Good morning, who's this?
Hi, my name is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Which one of these three costumes would you like to vote for?
I'll run you past them, Sarah. I've got Mexican Tom with a sombrero and a poncho. Bacon Tom, his favourite food, with just bacon strips. And Inmate Tom, Prisoner Tom.
Kind of old school with the stripes.
What do you think, Sarah?
Definitely Bacon Tom, and there has to be some kind of fresh meat in there too.
Add some fresh meat to the costume.
Yeah, like Lady Gaga.
Oh, that's a good idea, Tom.
That's a great idea, Sarah. I'm not going to do that.
Well, if we get enough calls, you never know what will happen, Tom.
Sarah, why would you want to put fresh meat on me?
I just think that that's a really good look, especially with the diet you've been doing. If you can't eat it, you may as well wear it.
Very good. Great stuff, Sarah. We've also got Big Bill on 13, 12, 16.
Oh, hang on. No, before we go to Big Bill, 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hello, guys. It's Riley Rose.
Oh, hey, Riley Rose.
Guys, I really want to come. I would just love to see you as Bacon this morning.
Yeah, I think everyone would love to see Tom dressed as Bacon this morning.
Come on, Riley. Don't go Bacon, my heart. Thank you. See ya. Big Bill.
Big Bill.
G'day,
morning,
boys.
Morning, buddy.
What's up? How are we going?
Having fun with Crazy Costume Day.
Oh, you're loving it.
He loves it, Big Bill. Now, you've got three choices, Mexican, although bacon's a favourite, Mexican, bacon, or Inmate Tom.
It is hard to go past the bacon, and although Tom is clearly a prisoner of your ideas.
Ah, good.
Get him down to get the sombrero on him, get him down to have some Mexican. Some hot sauce might clear that cold up, mate. Muy caliente.
Oh, muy caliente. Spanish for very hot.
Mi casa,
well
su casa. I would love some hot sauce.
Okay, couldn't you add sombreros, you reckon?
Oh, wherever, mate. Wherever does hot sauce, you know.
SoCal.
We love a bit of South Cali cantina.
Well, the votes seem to be in the favour of bacon,
Could
Tom.
Be like Beyonce, and I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Well, you can do whatever you like, mate, as long as you're wearing a bacon suit today.
Big Bill, I'm wearing bacon,
from
mate.
From right now until midday.
Sorry, Big Bill. I'll put some hot sauce on the bacon.
Good. Well, Riley and Sarah voted for bacon. So, Tom, here it is. Chuck it on. From here on out, you'll be dressed as your favourite food, which for you should be a real treat.
Do you want a Facebook Live me putting on the costume?
That's boring.
See the photo on Facebook or Insta.
We're sending you, hopefully, to Vegas to go see Britney.
It's Britney, bitch. Oops,
Britney Spears. Live in Vegas.
It's all for our old school album. It's called Old School. the album. 40 massive old school hits, one slamming album. Get it now from all good record stores or iTunes.
And to celebrate, of course, as you said, Tom, we're trying to get you to Vegas to see Britney. You said you're a pretty massive fan of Britney, Tom, yesterday.
Well, no.
You said you were one of the biggest fans in the world, I said, really?
No, you've quoted me wrong there, Ollie. I said that I used to play Britney's Dance Beat on PlayStation 2. It was a game that I bought for my sister, and I spent a bit of time.
Oh, the old buy it for your sister and play it yourself.
Yes.
Trick.
Just like the Barbies.
Well, then, I thought we could put you to the test. We're going to do the Britney trivia after this with someone who's applied.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, of course.
Sweet ass.
But for now, I just want to challenge you and hold you to account to what you said, which is that you're the biggest Britney fan in the world.
I never said that.
Well, okay. You said you're a big fan. So, I've got a lyric challenge here, okay? Now, I've got three songs. What you have to do is complete the lyrics. So, the song will cut out.
Sure.
You must then continue singing along.
Yeah, we get it.
And sing the appropriate lyric.
Yeah.
We get it, do we?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we sing along.
Now, here are the stakes. Now, pardon the pun when I say, well, here are the stakes, because right now you're wearing a bacon costume, which is my highlight of the day so far.
It is Tom's crazy costume day. You did fizzle that idea out in Fountain of Ideas, just a callback to an old idea that you've thrown out there, and I'm wearing a bacon outfit.
Fizzle or sizzle, Tom, because that bacon is sizzling right now.
Okay.
Here are the stakes. If you get all three right, you can take off the bacon costume, because I know you're hating it. Okay.
If I get all three
right.
Surely two out of three.
That's too easy.
If I get a majority.
Okay, if you get two out of three, because they are pretty hard, if you get two out of three, you can take off the bacon.
Yes.
All right.
Because I hate crazy costume day.
I don't know why. Costumes are fun. Anyway, you're a killjoy. Let's get into Britney trivia. This is the first song. I remind you, you must continue the singing. Here we go. There is no
need to protect. What is this song?
Come on, I'm not a girl.
It's time that I woke up to myself and looked in the mirror.
I think you're singing your own version there about waking up to yourself.
I don't know what that lyric is. That is an unknown song of hers.
It's time that I
learn to face up to this on my own. Oh, yeah, of course. Right.
Obviously.
Oh, God.
What song is that? It's I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
You would have sung it when you were playing Britney's Dance Beat.
Well, it's not a dancey song, is it?
Well, they're not all. So you only got the dancey ones.
Well, of course.
Why are you going to struggle then? No, this one's a bit easier. Here we go. I think I
did it again. I made you believe. We're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush.
Okay, let's just shut up now. Let's just see if you got it right. We're more than just
friends. Yes.
Well done. Well done. Okay, so you got one from two.
That one was on Britney's Dance Beat.
I can tell from the smile on your face that you're lighting up like you did when you were 12 years old.
So if I get this one right, I'm allowed to take off the bacon outfit.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Tough one.
Hang on, let me try and think of the lyric.
Okay. Do you want it one more time?
No, yeah. So, wait.
Pretty straightforward.
Come on, baby, you're a womanizer.
It was quite simply womanizer, womanizer, womanizer. So, and that's right, I'm the winner because I get to keep Tom in the bacon costume for the rest of the day. Are qualifications in trade and tradeships more valuable than the arts?
No.
That is the question. Well, Tom, the government disagrees.
The government thinks
that a number of arts degrees and areas of arts, photography, acting, theatre, for etc., the list goes on, are not worthy. And I'm sorry to say the government thinks that your degree, film and television, is just as useless as the rest of them. So they're going to cease funding them.
Okay, that's a great idea. That'll do really well for the economy.
Well, what they're saying, Tom, is that these are just lifestyle choices.
Oh, my God.
Tom, and look, I have
first my sexuality, now my education.
Well, it does seem that way, but, I mean, we've got to agree. I mean, your film and TV degree was clearly useless.
Oh,
you're on radio,
God.
Mate. You've done nothing with the degree.
Oh, have you seen the videos we've created?
On Facebook?
Yeah.
What? So the government's subsidising Facebook videos, are they? Yeah. Can't respond, can you?
It's too early to respond.
It's too early. You've got nothing. Well, obviously an outcry coming from the arts sector, but the Education Minister, Sam in Birmingham, kind of saying, look, there are far too many courses that are being subsidised that are used simply to boost enrolments or provide lifestyle choices that don't lead to work. He's saying things like dance courses and that.
Oh, I wonder why they don't get work, though, because the government's not putting enough money into the arts, are they?
So your answer is put more money into dance courses.
Yes. Yeah. No, not dance courses. The actual ability to be able to fund different art projects around the country.
Right, okay.
So if we had a better film industry, Ollie, if we had a better film industry,
if you could make a film, would be good with your degree. That'd be helpful.
I made a film. It's not fully finished. But...
When did you start that film?
Back in the last year of high school.
2012.
Yeah.
Still going.
2013.
You haven't finished it?
Yep.
I guess a feature film's quite long.
It's another feature.
How long is it?
6 minutes.
Finish it then.
It requires a lot of what's called foley.
Okay. Okay, sure. We don't care. What you're saying is, Tom, is that they should keep funding it. So keep funding these courses.
Yeah.
But also pay for the people to then get jobs.
Yeah.
You should be in the government.
I know.
That's incredible. Well, no wonder we're doomed.
For politics.
If anyone like you is in power, then we're doomed. 13, 12, 16, should the government continue to subsidise these arts courses are now under attack?
Yes, please.
A number of courses like dance, music industry, screen and media, visual arts, design, technology. Arts courses are being no longer subsidised.
Oh, that'd be great. Get rid of the music courses. Then we can't have songs like Zara Larsson's song there.
Well, that's not quite how it works, is it?
Well, it sounds like it is, though, doesn't it, Ollie?
Well, we've asked you your thoughts on 13, 12, 16, and it looks like we've just got a call just then, Tom. I might just duck out to check.
Doesn't matter the excuse, just get out of the studio and do the call. 13, 12, 16. Should we get rid of all the arts courses? Good morning, who's this?
Ian.
Hey, Ian. Buddy, should we get rid of the arts courses, do you reckon?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Mate, to be honest, when I hear you guys talking about this, and particularly when I hear about, you know, what you did, Tom, film and TV. And the absolute lack of any contribution you've made to this country since getting that degree, I do wonder why we should be funding it.
Well, what do you do, Ian?
I'm a gardener.
So what do you do for this country?
Well, I'm a gardener, mate. I'm a gardener.
Yeah, but...
You did a film course and you haven't even made a single film.
I made a documentary, Ian. It was called Fish Tank. And it was the life of an aquarium, like a fish shop worker.
Oh yeah, is that on? Can I stream that on Shitflix? Sounds pretty bloody boring, mate.
No, it's on YouTube, Ian.
Yeah. Well,
can I see your work on bestgardeningworld.com?
I'm not going to fork out $20,000 of government taxpayer money to have you make a goldfish documentary on YouTube. You idiot.
Thanks for the call, Ian. It's your chance to win monumental ice cream for you and a mate, or you and a date. You better prove yourself with the music. You know it's your own and you cannot get it wrong. Get one shot. Oh, they're nervous in the studio right now. Ollie versus Riley Rose Harper.
I'm a little nervous.
In a game of prove yourself, you just have to guess the name of the song. We have two players on the phone that you guys are going to be playing for, okay?
It's an honour and a privilege.
Mal. Good morning, Riley. Mal.
Fine.
Hey, buddy, do you want to do Battle of the Sexes and choose Ollie?
Yeah, I'll take Ollie, yep.
Good mouth. Lads.
Yeah, sweet as. And good morning, Katie.
Morning.
You have Riley Rose Harper. You happy with that choice?
Absolutely. Yes. Let's go, girl.
No, she's
Let's
not go, happy. Katie. She's upset. She's got
All right, you guys need to stay on hold. as we play Prove Yourself. Now, guys, to celebrate the release of our old school album, 40 massive old school slamming hits,
yep.
I've taken these 7 songs off the old school album, okay?
Yes! This is much better than new songs,
well,
for me.
You say that now, Ollie, but I don't know if you will be too good. Here's our first song. Please just tell me the name of the song.
I See You, Baby.
Oh!
What is that? Like 2 drum beats.
1
what
point
to
Riley.
Oh, I bit the inside of my cheek.
Is that I See You, Baby? Shaking that ass.
Shaking that ass. Okay, well. Yep. Song number 2.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Urgent.
Just give us the name of the song, guys.
Move It On Up or something?
Yes! Move It On Up? Riley Rose Harper. Make sure you get the old school, the album.
This sucks.
Holy hell, you suck.
You're a loser.
Song number... Song number 3.
Umbop.
Oh, my God. Tom, you've chosen songs that are just way not my thing.
Are you kidding?
Umbop, I have no time for Hanson.
Yeah, but
your
surely
thing.
You know it.
No.
God, not, what rock have you been living under,
not the first song.
I've chosen the easiest songs. I could have chosen Low by Flo Rida. Do you reckon you would have got that one?
No,
exactly right. So I picked good songs, mate.
Sorry, Mal. Can I have a win from here? I got to get all 4.
You need to get all 4.
All right.
Don't come near me.
All right, here we go. Song number 4. Riley got that one. Riley.
Katie.
Katie, you've won, baby.
What's up? What was that song?
The Skater Boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you put your hand over my mouth, and I think you've got a lot of saliva on it now.
Katie, well done. You've won ice cream for you and a mate or you and a date.
Excellent.
Are you going to take a mate or a date down to Monumental?
A mate.
Sweet as. Well, it's delicious, delicious local ice cream, so well done. And well done, Riley Rose Harper, for getting those ones.
Thank you. I need to go do a nervous wee now.
Oh, God.
Jesus. I hate that game.
Ollie, would you have got this one?
Metal Dance Floor. Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to chime in, but I thought I'd let you get one.
No, you weren't.
Tonight is the night we find out which man Georgia Love cats with.
Meet Georgia Love.
I'm Love by name. I suppose I'm just yet to be loved by nature.
Oh, but you are going to be loved by nature, Georgia Love, especially when last night in the spa, Matty J had this to say to you.
I'm completely falling in love with you.
I didn't expect that, but I couldn't think of anything I want to hear more.
Oh, so cute. The heartstrings were pulled. But you know what wasn't pulled? The fact that I saw Matty J with his top off and he was completely and utterly bald upstairs.
That wasn't pulling for you? You didn't get pulled for that?
No, I didn't get... Don't.
Your heartstrings weren't pulled?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Don't go further into the pulling that happened with Matty J.
So
J's
not
chest.
A fan of the chest hair or the lack of chest hair,
the
Tom.
Lack of chest hair is disgusting. So 13, 12, 16... Smooth or hairy? Do you want a guy to shave his chest or not?
We've got Wevo from Wodonga on 13, 12, 16. Good morning, Wevo.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Now, chest hair or no chest hair? What do you do?
Definitely no chest hair. I've had the best of both worlds. I'm part of a gorilla family, pretty much, and I've had chest hair all my life.
Yeah.
Until about 18 months ago, I decided to start getting rid of it, getting rid of all the hair on my body.
Why?
All of it.
Except for on top, obviously. I like a little bit of head hair.
Do the girls like that?
I think they do. I mean, I like going to the gym, and I feel like if you've got a little bit of something, like a little bit of muscle or whatever, it just makes it look a little bit nicer.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Chest hair is gross. It comes out the top of your top. It's old, man.
Okay, take that, Tom.
That's enough from you, Weather. We've got Morella from the Lunchbox in Wodonga. Good morning, Morella.
Morning.
Did you hear Weather then? He said that smooth is the way to go.
Oh, I don't know. See, I'm in like 2 minds here. So you can have like a greasy old wog. They have to have chest hair,
yeah, sure.
Right? With the chain button. Now, if you get some dudes who are like padded up, like the Hulk, they need to not have chest hair.
Okay. So you agree with Jake in the fact that if you've got muscles, no chest hair is good.
You need to let that show. But
Morella,
I mean,
don't you love just nuzzling up to a peck with a bit of hair on it?
Oh, I don't know. It depends. Like, you know, I'm from a wog family too, and some of my cousins, they're rank. Like that, you could just, you try and like, you know, like their girlfriends, like, try and put the ham through and get that stuck. So who wants that?
I'm glad that you are part of that family, because otherwise I was going to say, geez, be careful what you say there, Maroa.
I know, right? I know. I'm smooth, if that's what you want to know. I'm all smooth.
Okay, good. You shaved your chest there. That's good.
That's all sorted. Yeah, yeah, sweet, I've got to do that. But I don't like that, apparently. It's not a turn-on.
Well, each their own.
Yeah,
each their own.
Absolutely.
We've had a late call, Tom, on the debate of hairy chest or smooth chest, which is better.
Yeah.
Sam from Rutherglen, hairy or smooth?
I go for hairy. I don't know. I just like the feel of laying there and, like, rolling it into little balls and, like, making, like, little knots in the
floor. Yeah, it's the best.
No
yeah,
way.
I'm with you, Sam. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What does your partner think about that?
He's all for it. Like, I'm not going to force him to take something off his body that he was born with.
Yeah.
And I just love it. I just love rubbing it and, like, feeling it between my fingers.
You sound a little bit creepy now, Sam.
It is creepy.
But I do get you. If you're nuzzling in on a nice peck and your hand just goes in between the chest bone, in between the breasts, and there's a little bit of hair to grab onto, it's great fun.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, sweet ass girlfriend. All right. Thanks for the call, Sam.
No worries, thank you.
Maybe we could get some hairy-chested men in the sexy deck, Ollie. That'd be good.
Maybe you'd love that, wouldn't you? You'd grab onto them.
If you head to starfm.com.au, you can register to possibly go over to Vegas to see Britney.
Well, she's part of the old school cohort, isn't she, Britney?
Oh, yeah.
And totally. That's why, you know, those two link together. Britney's playing in Vegas. We want to get you there. Head to 1049starfm.com.au. But we thought, well, she's playing at Planet Hollywood, which is like a venue. It's pretty cool. Have you been to Vegas? Do you know what it's like there?
It's got like Hollywood memorabilia.
Okay.
You can get a giant plastic guitar filled with strawberry daiquiri.
Right, we've heard your only story about Vegas, which is that about five times now.
It's the only story I can tell on the radio. Boing!
Okay, cool. Well, someone who can tell stories on the radio is our correspondent. His name is Scott Dinsmore.
Need hard-hitting journalism. You need the best man for the job.
When the big events unfold, you need one man at the scene.
That's why Tom and Ollie have hired correspondent Scott Dinsmore.
He's down in Vegas right now. Good morning, Scott Dinsmore.
Hey guys, how you going?
Mate, you're a big fan of Britney or what?
No, not really.
Scott, I don't know what you're sending me.
Mate, we're live now, so let's just...
We're on the radio.
Switch on, yeah?
We're on?
Yep.
Yeah, we're on.
You're a big fan of Britney, Scott?
Yeah, love Britney.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I love the song where she is crying about breaking up with a boyfriend.
Yeah. Why do you love that one? That's a bit weird that you love that.
I mean, they all sing that kind of stuff, don't they?
Yeah, no, you're right. There is a song like that. Anyway, you're down at, up at Vegas, we should say, from here. In Las Vegas, checking out Planet Hollywood. What's the vibe? Are you at the venue, at the location where Britney's going to play?
It's pretty somber here at the moment.
Somber?
Why is it somber?
Well, I haven't quite made it to the casino.
Okay.
Okay, where are you?
I'm still at the airport.
All right. Are you waiting for a transfer to Vegas?
I'm waiting for the plane to come in.
Yeah. Where are you?
I told you, I'm at the Aubrey Airport.
Oh, mate.
Oh, that is a far...
We gave you $2,000, like, 4 days ago to get to Vegas.
No, you guys only told me yesterday.
No, we didn't. We sent an email yesterday just confirming that you'd be in Vegas.
Yeah, but, you know, with the time delay... American.
No, but you're not, emails don't have time delay, Scott.
And you're not in America yet. You're still in Albury.
Oh. So,
when are you due in Vegas?
Oh, well, the flight's not for another hour now. So, okay. I think it's, 18 hours?
So, you'll be there on Saturday?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it then.
We're not on air then, mate.
Okay, yeah. Maybe we'll check in on Monday.
Well, you guys only budgeted me there for like a day, back.
Look, you've done it again, mate. Thanks so much.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Drop the ball.
Correspondent Scott Dinsmore.
We are such good guys. We're just raising money for the Albury Wodonga Regional Cancer Centre Trust Fund with our sexy deck.
In 2015, it was Year of Meat. In 2016, Tom and Ollie are going next level. Introducing Tom and Ollie's sexy deck.
Damn, it's a sexy deck.
We're going to lock in 52 people to fill these playing cards by the end of next week. So make sure you head to starfm.com.au if you would like to be on one of these cards, or you can also nominate someone as well.
Right now, we're kind of dragging the chain a bit. We've locked in about 20 people, which means we've got to hurry up our act. Yesterday, you tried to do a blitz, Tom. How'd it go?
Well, Riley Rose.
I heard it. It was a bit dull.
Awkward, wasn't it? Awkward blitz.
And it was awkward,
It was an awkward blitz, rather than a speedy, action-packed blitz.
Yeah, right.
I said, I can do a way better job, Tom. So I've taken over. I've done all the legwork behind the scenes. People are ready to go. We're going to sign up as many as we can. Let's do it. And you think I'm sexy. These people are all very sexy. They're in the sexy deck. Good morning, Matt Dutchy Holland.
Morning, boys. Morning, Riley.
Hello.
Yeah, you keen to be in the deck, mate?
I'm keen to get in. I'm keen to get my kid off again. Let's go.
Of course you are. Which card do you want?
Whatever waterfall is in the Game of Kings. I think eight or something.
Oh, good one.
Waterfall.
That's funny.
All right, Dutchy, you've got eight of spades. It's the best one.
I'm a spade, thank you.
Yeah, no worries, mate. We've got Cassie. Good morning, Cassie. You want to be in the deck?
Hey, guys, for sure.
Yeah, great. Yay. Hashtag sexy deck 2016. That's the official hashtag.
No, just hashtag sexy deck.
Okay, no, 2016. Cassie, which card do you want?
Queen?
Yeah.
Yep. Queens
got
are gone.
Oh, no, diamonds?
Queens are gone.
Queens are gone.
Any sevens left?
Sevens, heaps of them. All of
seven.
Them.
Seven.
They're all yours.
Seven of diamonds?
Yep, sure.
Yep. Sweet, done. You're in. Woo!
All right, we got Matt Langston. Good morning, Matt.
Matt, you're on.
Good morning.
Mate, are you, how keen are you to be in the in the sexy deck?
Very keen.
Very keen. That's a good answer. Which card do you want?
Ace of spades.
Taken, mate.
No, definitely not.
Mate, it was the first
mate we've already had. The ace of spades. The ace of spades. There's no way you're getting that. That was the first card given out.
Picture cards are all gone, except for the jacks.
We've got a couple of jacks left. We've got an ace of clubs.
I'll take the
ace of clubs. All right, yeah, it's all yours, Matt. Well done. Good blitz so far.
Oh.
Wrap it up for us. Tegan, how keen are you to get your sexy on in the deck?
I have to say Tegan again.
Tegan, how keen are you to get your kid off?
100%.
No pressure, of course. You can wear whatever amount of clothing you want, but it's whatever your version of sexy is. Tegan, which card would you like?
Have you got 10 of hearts left?
Yes, we do.
10s are available.
Yep.
10 of hearts.
Again.
Tegan!
All yours because you're a 10 out of 10, Tegan.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
She's flirting.
Flirting. Yeah. That's sexy.
God, how's the tension this place?
Ollie has a girlfriend, mate.
So you get Tom involved, he ruins the blitz. Never get Tom involved in a blitz. He'll ruin it. That was great until that moment. Well, there you go. We're now up to 24. We've almost reached halfway, Tom. 26 is halfway.
Oh, I still have quite a lot to lock in.
Okay, we know. Don't put the pressure on you.
Please don't. Last night, our hearts absolutely melted when Georgia said no to Matty J.
I came here to fall in love, and I have. But it's with someone.
It's on The Bachelorette.
Hearts melting is a good thing. Our hearts broke.
Hearts broke. Tom.
Well, our hearts melted so much in the sense of like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. I'm melting! I'm
Maddie J's on the phone now. Good morning, Maddie.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for sticking around, mate. And look, to be honest, we just are so shocked at this outcome.
Yeah, it's a bit numbing, I guess, at the moment, kind of watching it all back.
Yeah. You were saying that doing the interviews has actually been quite therapeutic because you've spent so many months now, I guess, keeping it inside.
Yeah, all this emotion has kind of been bottled up the entire time since we've wrapped up filming. So to be able to talk about it openly is actually kind of nice.
Yeah, totally, Maddie. I mean, obviously filming was a couple of months ago, but I know that my friends and my family can always tell when I'm seeing a guy or I'm in love. How did you hide that from everyone?
Yeah, that was the worst thing. I think I wear my heart on my sleeve. And when people would ask the question of, you know, are you speaking to Georgia?
Oh, God.
I tried not to, you know, like...
You do the old, I don't know, am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost like every text message I got, people would say, it's Georgia, isn't it? That's her.
Yeah, because you can't even really go on a date with anyone either. I can't really date anyone.
Yeah, that's it. Your life is kind of on hold somewhat until the show finishes.
Well, Matt, I don't know how you felt, but I felt betrayed watching this season. I felt like the producers and the show allowed us and it begged us to love you and to want you to win, and then they pull that out from under us. Did you feel like watching it back that that was kind of how it played out?
Yeah, it's I guess what's surprising is that I think how it plays out on screen is actually a pretty accurate representation of how it actually happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, a lot of people kind of said it was all editors, and I think it was a kind of accurate portrayal. I think when it came down to it, you know, Lee dating Georgia early on, kind of their connection was so much stronger early on. I was right. always playing catch up.
But do you think it's a bit like selective? Because I mean, Lee has come out and said on the Sydney Morning Herald that he reckons that they didn't show enough of his
story.
Romance, his story. They kind of downplayed him. What do you reckon about that?
I thought it was beautiful the way it was portrayed.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
okay.
Me too. Your parts particularly.
Yeah, your parts we love.
I mean, look at the Facebook polls I saw and the Twitter polls were like 75% Matty J, 25% Lee. But, mate, you're going to have a lot of girls knocking on your door now.
Oh, God.
I guess you couldn't do anything like that until now. But today, you're now a free man.
Yeah, I know. The thought of dating is kind of scary right now. I'm not sure. It's been such a long time.
No, Matty, jump back in that pool, mate. That rig is amazing. Get it out whenever you can. That
you
is incredible.
You seem like an amazing person.
And I'm thinking, Matty, can you tell me about this hashtag Bachelor2017?
Ooh. Oh, God, that'd be good.
Yeah, I no conversation has been had with the guys at Channel 10.
Okay.
And I don't know if I could handle the responsibility of having to break so many hearts.
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah. It'd be hard.
If Richie can do it, mate, you can do it. Don't worry.
And you'd probably do a better job than Richie. No, look, no, mate, it was seriously a pleasure watching you on the screen, and I'm so sorry about last night's outcome, but we can't wait to hear how the rest of your life pans out, and especially in the romance stages, and get that rig out.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Matty. Bye. You're a champion.
What a champion.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.